The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. We're going to talk a little bit about an event we've got coming up. We're going to go up and do some ice fishing with Tony Gates in a couple weeks. And it's the
I've been trying to get that guy to take me fishing for 6 years. He's taken everybody in West Michigan fishing at least once, and he won't go near me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's probably afraid you'll outfish him.
I doubt it.
All you got to do is tell him you're bringing the beer.
I actually hadn't thought of that. That's probably not a bad place to start.
Yeah, quit being so cheap. Anyway, we're talking about the fifth annual Dam to Dam ice fishing tournament, and it's between the Croton and the Hardy Dams. And, you know, it's like anytime there's a dam associated, you're going to get all the dam jokes. So, regardless.
It's a big party spot. I haven't spent any time up there aside from some tubing trips. But they get after it up there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great stretch to fish, for one thing. And Tony's cottage is right in that stretch. I've fished it a bunch of times, and not nearly as much as those guys do. But this will be ice fishing, and it's the Dam to Dam Ice Fishing Tournament. It's to benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Now, the night before at... Oh, it's not the Liney Lodge, but we got a caller coming in here. We're gonna ask Nick Hosford. Nick's with a local band called Outer Vibe. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, good buddy. What's the name of the joint you're playing at the Friday night of the 18th?
The Driftwood Bar and Grill.
That's it.
Right on the water.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nick, have you done the Dam to Dam before?
We actually have, and we've played in that area several times. And you were saying they know how to party, and I agree. It's a lot of fun up there.
Well, they've actually got John Leinenkugel coming into this thing. He's going to be there in person.
Yeah, Tony told me that. Tony, he kind of lives by me, and I've seen him up there, you know, several times when we've played up there. So I know he's definitely a regular up there. And he said he told me that, so I was pretty excited to hear that.
Now, this all happens up in the Nuevo area, just north of town. If you're looking for information on it, you can find it at damtodamcontest.com. You spell it just with one M, no N, and insert all your jokes there. But this is also the DNR's free fishing weekend, so you can go out and get out and, you know, do all of that.
Oh, that's good to know.
A big part of that.
That's why no license is required.
There you go.
I thought Tony had that much sway. That
yeah, right. Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. Gates puts in a call to the DNR. They shut things down. That's how that
right,
guy.
Right.
That's how that guy rolls.
All right. Well, we'll have to go kill some feral pigs then, because those are open game now too.
Nice.
I read this morning. So, Nick, what time's your show start?
9:30.
All right. Well, the grilling guys are going to be up there, so save us a seat, and we'll make sure we come up and give you a shout out. But we're looking forward to it. You guys, I've seen you play several times before, and yeah, you guys put on a great show.
Oh, thank you, man. We try to make it fun. That's the goal.
Well, we're going to end today's song or today's show with one of your songs. You'll have to tune in and listen, see how you sound on BBL's airwaves. Everything's
right
a little
on,
better
yeah.
here.
Now, Nick, real quick, before we let you go, when you're up there, you're doing these things. Obviously, there are a lot of festivities. I'm looking at the website. You got the Damn She's Hot contest. You've got all kinds of raffles. You can win a shanty. They've obviously got a bunch of area food specials, fishing for kids at some of the local sponsored holes and things like that. What do you do when you're not on stage? Are you out there partaking in the festivities, or you keep it shut down so that your shows are okay?
Yeah, I mean, number one, we're there to play a show, so... Definitely, if we start at 9:30 at midnight, we still need to be able to play a show. We don't need to have 27 lineys in us. But that doesn't go over well for playing well. But, yeah, definitely at the Damn She's Hot contest, we're there. Usually the girls come up on stage. Sometimes we pressure our trumpet player, Lisa, to join in the contest. And since there's four guys, you know, we take a band vote. Oh, 4-1, Lisa. I guess you're in the contest. So, you know, we're right along there with the people, and when we're out in the crowd on break and stuff like that.
So you're also playing on Saturday night?
Yes, we are.
And that's also 9:30?
Yep.
Okay, give us the name of the bar again.
It's called the Driftwood Bar and Grill.
All right.
And where can people find information about your band if they're looking and they're firing up their computers this morning?
TheOuterVibe.com. would be the place to go, and there's information on all the show dates are on there. There's music, there's, you know, bio, photos, and all the other things we do. Teach rock camps. We're doing that in all over Michigan now. We're teaching kind of like the school of rock, like Jack Black. We've had a lot of success doing that. It's really fun for kids. So.
And you're lead guitarist, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, folks, that was Nick Hosford. Thanks, Nick. We'll see you next weekend.
Sounds great.
That's Nick Hosford from Outer Vibe, and they will be at the 5th annual Leinenkugel's Dam to Dam. It's going to be a rip. The Grillin' Guys are going to be out there doing their show live. We're going to be smoking it up on the ice. Crappie Joppy's going to try his luck with some walleye. I have to beat him in the walleye gig because he really got me on the crappies.
Well, and they've got primitive. Go to damtodamcontest.com if you want more information. They do have primitive camping if you're one of these winter guys that likes to go out and camp in the snow. And if the summer parties up there are any indicator, this thing will be completely off the chain.
Yeah, there will be probably over 3,000 people there. So it's gotten to be very, very big. And if all the Grillin' Guys show up, there'll be like 20 or 30,000 people there, so we need you to get out there.
Not only that, but it helps support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Newaygo County, so you're down for a cause when you're a part of this as well. It's a great time, and we'll be living it up. That sounds like a place where I could get in a lot of trouble. I get out and get a little primitive away from home, and mm-hmm. that's I end up doing.
Do you have an outfitter's tent?
That's why I end up...
Can you sleep in the snow?
You know, I think I've got most of what I need. I don't have the extreme cold weather gear.
Yeah, having one of those little titanium heaters in the tent with the stack, that's the key. That's my next investment since I don't have an RV anymore. But that is a WLAV event, and the Grillin' Guys are just mooching off it. So thanks, Tony, for letting us tag along. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to make sure we catch more fish than you do.
Now, if you guys go out and tag the walleye like you're planning to, do they go straight onto the grill, or are you going to bogart those for yourselves later on?
Well, we're going to grill a bunch of stuff up there. I think we're doing some jerky and some Grillin' Guys sausage that we've got yet. I don't know. I think we'll have to figure out something for the fish.
You're going to have to. I mean, you're on the spot at that point. You're Barbecue Bob. If you catch fish and we don't eat fish...
All right.
You let the whole team down.
Okay, the pressure's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I got this.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got something you can do with it?
Yeah.
Panfish, all that stuff, no matter what comes out of the lake?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to call John Rich at Great Lakes Grilling Company and Great Lakes Grilling Boards, and we're going to get some grilling planks.
Oh, the cedar.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do some of the little wraps.
Well, check it out at damtodamcontest.com. If you're not in the know on this thing, man, it is going to be a party. And speaking of grilled... seafood, grilled calamari. It can be done. You got a guy, Paul Rotella, we're going to talk to here coming
up. Okay, in the next hour, yeah. You're going to want to catch the first segment because we have a big Goomba calling in from New Jersey, and this guy knows calamari.
All right, well, we'll get to that next. Stick around.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.